three stories, written by Mads About Hugh and read by Sunkitten Shash, an explicit OnlyFriends fic. Summary. Three terrible relationships. Three terrible sexual encounters. Chapter 1. A Basic Truth of the Human Condition. Glassy eyes looked up at him from his pillow. Ray knew Boston could hold his alcohol, but maybe talking him into that last shot was a bad idea. Not that Boston seemed to care much in the moment. His hands were too busy fucking with the hem of Ray's shirt, trying like hell to tear it off or die trying. Ray wasn't much more dexterous, but managed to take the hint and throw it off his body in a few jerky movements. Snarling, Boston grabbed onto his hair and pulled him forward. Their kisses were more teeth than lips, cocks pressing hard against each other's in their jeans. Boston bit Ray's shoulder, his chest, sucked a nipple into his mouth, and sank his teeth into the skin, holding on even as Ray attempted to shove him away. "Fuck, asshole!" Ray hissed, stars bursting behind his eyelids, trying not to move around too much as shockwaves of pleasure shot down his spine. But when he let go, Ray sank low to capture Boston's lips with his. Ray reached down between them to unzip his pants. It was easy to take out his cock, since he wasn't wearing underwear that day.
"Expecting to get lucky tonight?"
Boston quirked up an eyebrow, amused. Ray stumbled as he fiddled with Boston's jeans while he held his cock in his hand. "What can I say? I heard you were easy." He fidgeted with the button of Boston's pants for so long, his dick started flagging. His vision was swimming in front of him, and it was hard not to sway on his knees.
"Useless," Boston scoffed, smacking Ray's hand away and slipping his pants off, then flipping them both over so that Ray was on his hands and knees in front of him.
He reached around and slid his fingers into Ray's mouth, going a little too far, too quickly, and making him gag.
"If you puke, I'm leaving," Boston slurred,
secretly grateful for the increase in saliva Ray's gagging provided. He gathered a thick glob on his fingers and circled them around Ray's hole, making him writhe and whimper. Boston's smirk deepened, sliding two fingers into him at once, relishing in the tight fit and the noises Ray couldn't help but make.
"Who's the easy one again?"
By now, Ray was fully soft, and he huffed into the sheets. "Hurry up, then." Scanning Ray's face, Boston tilted his head.
"Are you sure you're not going to puke? You look kind of pale."
Nausea rippled through his stomach, but the dull ache of arousal stirred there still. He pitched his body back, squirming onto Boston's fingers.
"Just do it already."
Boston shrugged, withdrawing his fingers and smacking the right cheek of his ass just to be a bitch, before slicking his dick with lube and pushing in. He went slowly, every slight movement a blunt pressure against Ray's insides. Boston's hands gripped his hips hard, fucking him shallowly with just the tip. Ray gritted his teeth. He never had a rough time taking dick. His body was used to it by now, but the alcohol and his stomach churning and the sweat rolling off of Boston's forehead onto his back as he started really fucking. The room spun, he fell forward, and the entire contents of his stomach emptied onto the floor. He heard a harsh sigh.
"I fucking knew it."
Boston pulled out, making Ray whimper. His stomach felt so much better. He felt like he could still come.
"Boston,"
Ray tried to say, but Boston cut him off with a glare.
"Let me clean up your mess. You really fucking owe me."
"I'm sorry. Thank you for cleaning it up," Ray slurred, sneaking his hand between the bed and his stomach, taking his cock in his hand and stroking slowly.
"Are you still jerking off?"
Boston asked incredulously,
shaking his head as he laughed and mopped the floor.
You're such a fucking freak.
I thought you were going to leave. Ray's voice trailed off into light panting as he sped up his strokes, shutting his eyes and letting the pleasant pressure in his groin build to a peak, until he was shoved onto his back, his orgasm wrenched from him right when he felt as close as he could be, his cock jumping and leaking pre-cum. Boston slicked his cock with lube he grabbed from the nightstand and pushed in, making himself a human blanket, covering Ray's body and pinning him to the bed, his arms trapped underneath his chest.
You better not come,
he growled into Ray's ear, before pistoning his hips, drilling into Ray so hard he felt his teeth rattle in his head. Ray's cock throbbed pathetically as the pressure broke, pleasure cresting, dribbling cum onto the sheets without even touching it, like Boston's words were a trigger phrase that activated him immediately. Boston laughed huskily in his ear, not slowing his brutal pace for even a second. His voice came out in choppy breath next to his ear.
I knew it. You're so bad. Hope you're ready for your punishment.
It was torture. Ray's hands were still pinned underneath his body, underneath Boston's body, completely helpless as he thrust deep and fast, sending the headboard colliding with the wall. Ray felt like he was getting stabbed from the inside, so sensitive from coming and having his prostate hit over and over. The pressure Ray felt before returned with a vengeance, but in the worst way.
Boston,
Ray tried again, but Boston was in another place entirely, his face blissed out, mouth open and head back. He could only lie there, tears springing to his eyes and rolling silently down his cheeks onto the bed, the sharp jut of Boston's hip bones poking him in the thigh with each movement. The pain soon fizzled into a tolerable ache, until Boston groaned and came, falling sweaty and sticky onto Ray's back. His shoulder was killing him, and Boston's weight made it unbearable. Ray finally found the strength to shove him off, rubbing the soreness away. Boston started laughing, shaking the bed with it.
Are you even going to remember this tomorrow?
Ray didn't know, so he didn't answer. He also didn't find anything funny. Boston rolled his eyes at his sour look.
Come here.
Snaking his hands into Ray's hair, Boston grabbed and pulled him closer, kissing and licking deep into his mouth. Ray shoved him away, wiping saliva from the corner of his mouth and retching.
You're so fucking gross. You know I haven't even brushed my teeth yet. Yeah, maybe next you should be considerate to your guest and do that instead of jerking off.
Boston slid off the bed and began putting his clothes back on. Ray scooted back, propping himself up by the headboard. Thanks again for that, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Boston hummed disinterestedly as he threw his shirt on.
I'll see you later.
The sound of the slamming front door echoed in Ray's ears. For how insufferable Boston could be, Ray found himself wishing he could have stayed. Instead, he washed up and hugged his pillow to sleep.